Code breaking. Hair woman has been buying new earrings. One pair hangs all the way down to her shoulders. Another has bells in them like the pair Heather gave me at Christmas. I guess I can't wear mine anymore. There should be a law. It's Nathaniel Hawthorne month in English. Poor Nathaniel. Does he know what they've done to him? We are reading the Scarlet Letter one sentence at a time, tearing it up and chewing on its bones. It's all about symbolism, says Hair Woman. Every word chosen by Nathaniel, every comma, every paragraph break. These were all done on purpose. To get a decent grade in her class, we have to figure out what he was really trying to say. Why couldn't he just say what he meant? Would they pin scarlet letters on his chest? B for blunt, S for straightforward? I can't whine too much. Some of it is fun. It's like a code, breaking into his head and finding the key to his secrets. Like the whole guilt thing. Of course you know the minister feels guilty and Hester feels guilty, but Nathaniel wants us to know this is a big deal. If he kept repeating, she felt guilty, she felt guilty, she felt guilty, it would be a boring book and no one would buy it. So he planted symbols, like the weather and the whole light and dark thing, to show us how poor Hester feels.